with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Senate GOP leader John Thune says a government shutdown is an effort by Democrats to undermine President Trump.
That's what it is about. It's all about President Trump and the Democrats needing to pick a fight to satisfy their far-left political base, far-left activist organizations who are the tail wagging the dog right now. That's all this is about.
Republicans say the Democrats are insisting on extending Obamacare subsidies that had been set to expire this year with a price tag of about $1.5 trillion to the American taxpayer. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says if Republicans won't go along, they're hurting American health care.
Donald Trump and Republicans insist on raising Americans' health care premiums and kicking millions off their insurance.
Republicans say much of that $1.5 trillion would go to provide health care for illegal immigrants. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the government shutdown creates chaos.
You can't use appropriated money to keep these things running, so it just sends everybody scrambling to try to figure out a way to perform emergency operations to keep stuff open, and it does nothing for the American people.
The White House is asking 9 major universities to support Trump priorities in exchange for top access to federal money. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The Bible continues to be translated into more and more languages.
The global movement to make the Bible available in every language is gaining remarkable momentum. Wycliffe Bible Translators reports that one of the greatest barriers to Christian mission is the absence of Scripture in native languages, but that obstacle is rapidly being overcome. In the past year alone, 118 new Bible and New Testament translations have been released, an average of one every 3 days. Of these, 23 were full Bibles and 95 were New Testaments, marking the highest annual total to date. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has ordered a painting of Jesus to be returned to prominent display at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. A lieutenant in the U.S. Maritime Service painted the large artwork titled Christ on the Water, which depicts Jesus appearing to a lifeboat full of sailors back in 1944. This is SRN News. Apple has taken down apps that made the dangerous work of federal immigration agents all the more dangerous.
IceBlock and similar apps allowed users to anonymously report and track ICE agents. IceBlock, a free app for iPhones, disappeared from Apple's App Store as of Friday. The developer claims the removal is due to pressure from the Trump administration. Apple says it pulled the app based on law enforcement information about safety risks. Downloads of such apps have surged amid increased enforcement of federal immigration law. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants, and he says the U.S. is now in what he calls non-international armed conflict. That's according to an administration memo obtained by the Associated Press yesterday. It also follows recent U.S. strikes on boats in the Caribbean. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.